Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us right now in the studio, we have Price City Fire Chief Paul Bedeau. First off, Chief, it's a pleasure to get you in today. I appreciate you stopping by to talk a little fire safety and maybe some of the other stuff surrounding the firefighters in our local area. Thank you for stopping by.
Good to be here. Good to be here.
Well, let's talk first off about the Firefighter Convention. I know this is coming up on June 14th. It'll be a three-day event, if I remember correct, right?
Correct. Yeah, we're fortunate to get convention here in Price. We're going to have probably 400 firefighters coming in from all over the state. So it's be a good opportunity for residents of Price to put their best foot forward. They're going to enjoy what Price has to offer.
You and I were talking off of the cuff, and you had mentioned that this is something that happens every year. However, it doesn't always come to Price. In fact, the last time was 2011, but this is a big statewide event.
It is. It is. Every year the convention, and based upon cities that want to host that convention, that's where the convention goes. So we're fortunate to have it in Price this year.
You told me firefighters, they love parades.
They love parades, yeah. Part of convention is we have a parade, and that's going to be Thursday. It's going to run on Main Street from about 4th East to about 2nd West, the normal parade route that we have. But we'll have a bunch of firefighters, and firefighters love to have kids around, so it might be a good opportunity to bring your family out. I'm sure there'll be a lot of candy being handed out during that parade. So that'll be from about 6:30 till about 7:30. So if you're looking for something to do on Thursday the 14th, bring your kids up to Main Street and let them enjoy parade.
Thursday, June 14th. And also something else you pointed out, I mean, that's going to work almost hand-in-hand with the Culture Connection. So Main Street's going to be a really popping place come June 14th.
Culture Connection is supposed to start about 7. Hopefully they'll back that off about 15 minutes. So while you have your family there enjoying the parade, as soon as the parade's done, hurry over to the park, the Peace Gardens, and there'll be a concert there. So might be a fun evening for the whole family.
Yeah, definitely. Now, as far as the firefighter convention goes, what are some of the things that firefighters are engaged in during the 3 days? I mean, what is it used for?
We have meetings where we'll talk about issues involving firefighters. Usually there's a full day's worth of training. So we'll have specified training for firefighters so we can do a better job. And the Firemen's Association deals specifically with legislative rules and those type of things from our legislature to lobby our legislature so that we can have the firefighters' voice heard when it comes to codes and rules and regulations, those things that will be specifically dealing with firefighters and firefighting.
I don't want to get too far off the path, but when you mentioned training, and you've been involved in this for so long, how has the training evolved? I mean, even over the last, like, 10 years?
Used to be years ago. Firefighting was basically, we call it a surround and drown. Started out with the bucket brigade and then just kind of spraying things down. But fire's evolved. Firefighting has evolved to where now, in years past, they had what we call ordinary combustibles. Most everything was made out of wood, wool, cotton fibers, and those type of things. And those fires, while those fires did burn, they burned very slowly. Now we're talking about materials that burn extremely fast and extremely hot. We got plastics, we got nylons, lots of different things. So the whole complexity of fire has changed. So since the complexity of fire has changed, our firefighting tactics have to change also so that we can protect our firefighters as they're trying to put out house fires, structure fires, even wildland fires.
Again, we're being joined right now by Price City Fire Chief Paul Bedeau. Now, with all that being said, if we talk about the summer months, I mean, it's different, right? I mean, May, June, July, August, it's different than the other 8 months out of the year when it comes to fires.
Yeah. This year's kind of scaring me a little bit. We have conditions that are ripe for another big fire season, the same as we had at Sealy. We have a lot of fuel on the ground. We have low humidity, high temperatures, moderate to high winds, and that's a recipe for wildland fire disaster. And so just last weekend, we had two fires caused by burning, and we about lost some structures over that. So it's time to use some common sense when it comes time to burning. And realistically, most cities are closed to burning right now. Most cities, they have burn periods. Price City is closed. We don't have any open burning in Price. Helpers, theirs is closed, Wellington, so you can't open burn. That's one good reason why we have a landfill. So we encourage people to use the landfill and not burn their garbage, especially now. Fires can get out of control pretty quickly. And a lot of people don't realize if they start a fire and it causes damage, they can be criminally and civilly liable for the damage that that fire causes. So it's just not worth it.
No, it's definitely not. And I guess if there's any gray areas that maybe someone's not familiar with, I mean, that's where you guys come into play, right? I mean, you're just a phone call away.
Right. Call the fire department if you have any questions. Yeah, we've got five fire departments within the county. We'll be more than happy to answer any questions you have, give any guidance or counsel. We're free of charge. So call if you have questions.
What's the phone number to call?
435-636-3187 is the office at the fire station. If you do have a fire, remember it's 911.
Right.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But don't be calling 911 if you just have general questions. Call the office and we'll return your call.
Now, you did also mention to me that we are going to be seeing a lot of smoke here relatively soon, right?
Above Joe's Valley, they've been preparing all year to do what we call a control burn. There's enough deadfall and timber that needs to be removed. And so they've been setting up all year for a burn. They're going to burn that off. And so yesterday, which would have been Monday, you probably saw some plumes of smoke coming up. And that was just the test burn. And so probably for an entire week, they're going to be doing some burning. So you're going to see a lot of smoke coming up. Hopefully it won't drift down over the Carbon County, but we could be having a lot of smoke in the area. So just to be aware.
Typically, it seems like once a summer, I'll walk outside. Now, I'll get some ash on my car, it seems like, once a year, at least out here at Castle Country Radio in Carbonville.
Yeah. You might see a little bit of ash, mm-hmm. depending on what the wind conditions are going to be doing there. But, yeah, don't just so you're aware, there'll be, and it does look like it's close, but it's actually all the way over by Joe's Valley is where they're doing that burn. So, but honestly, if you see a fire, if you see the fire and you're close, call 911. I'd rather send an engine out and we can get the fire out pretty rapidly.
Yeah, make it easy.
People call it in.
I know that really when we talk safety precautions with fire, I mean, common sense, right? I mean, but that's very vague. So I'm going to allow you to give us some fire safety tips now that we're in June and it is very dry and it is very warm because a lot of people want to get outside. You want to have a good time because it's cold like 6-7 months out of the year here, but you still got to use safety.
Everybody likes to go camping, and honestly, every year we see thousands of acres burned by somebody being reckless with a campfire. Before you go out and set a fire in the wildlands or on the Forest Service, the BLM, first thing you do is want to make sure you can have a campfire. Find out what the restrictions are. They change on a regular basis. So call the land entity, the Forest Service or the BLM. They'll both be willing to give you information on whether you can burn. The second issue we have is people fail to put their fires out. When they're done, they might just put a little dirt over the top and figure the fires out. And we get a lot of fires spread from campfires. We call them abandoned campfires, where they just haven't put that out. So the good old adage, they say, pour water and stir. And you want to do that until that's cold to the touch. But once again, people, they'll have a fire at night and they'll let it sit. And then in the morning, they'll get up and they think that's good enough, but you still have hot embers. And those hot embers can spread pretty easily. It doesn't take much of a wind to blow those out of that little fire area and start the vegetation. And as dry as our vegetation is, wouldn't take much to start a big fire.
So again, just use the typical safety precautions and all will at least hopefully be good, right?
Yeah. Let's hope. And once again, common sense rules. Common sense. Just think about what you do before you do it.
Yeah, err on the side of precaution, right? Always. Well, Fire Chief, I really appreciate you stopping by today to give us some words. I know it's June. We're going to be talking about fireworks relatively soon. Hopefully, we'll get you back in here to do that.
I'm not sure what the state's going to do as far as restrictions. As dry as it is, and with the anticipated humidity levels being extremely low, I would assume we're probably going to see some firework restrictions this year. I don't know yet. That's probably going to come from the governor's office.
Well, when that time comes, hopefully, we'll get you back in and talk about it.
Fireworks are always best enjoyed. Like I say, I'm sure the county will have their fireworks.
Yeah.
International Days will have fireworks. And it's best to let the professionals do the fireworks.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. They know what they're doing, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
Again, Price City Fire Chief Paul Bonneau, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us today.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit castlecountryradio.com.